Keep in mind, these were not mere pebbles. It was believed that these stones were somewhere around 70 to 75 pounds, or else they would not have been able to stand as a memorial. When we think of the weight of the stone and the weight that God entrusted them and believed, regardless of how heavy it is, you can take it. Now, I got certain notice to you tonight. I've been in moments, even in ministry, where sometimes I had to fight back tears. I was right there at the brink of saying, Lord, I can't take it. No more. The amazing thing, the mandate from God oftentimes is communicated through people to remind us it does not matter how heavy it is, you can take it. Not just the weight of the stone, but think of the way that they had to walk with the stone through the Jordan. Yes, God had given them dry ground. However, that stone, my brothers and sisters, still had deposits of mud and of clay that weighted it down, and there was no handles on the stone. Now, I'm a country boy, straight out of Arkansas. All right. And whenever we have to talk stuff, we oftentimes look for places, grooves, if we could find it, so we could put our hands on it and move it. But my brothers and sisters, sometimes there's no grooves. But the good news is God wants you to handle it. You can handle it. And He will not put more on you than you can bear. And the way of the stone, walking with that stone through that ground that had once had waters rushing through the flood season. But God in His divine power was able to allow His children, because they followed the mandate of God, allowed for them to be able to walk step by step. That's why I think it was appropriate for us to slow down in moments like this and thank God for people that dealt with the stones. People like Dr. Cook and his family that embraced the task of leading African American churches, starting off, I believe, about 50 or 60, and under his leadership to grow to almost 700 churches. It's nothing but God's power, nobody but God, that God did that. People that are in this room tonight that carry stones. In the absence of Pastor Jerry Daly, who whenever he's in the room, you know he's there. People like Pastor Johnson from Houston. We can be in an executive director's meeting, or we can be in a Bible study. We can be in a church like this, but this resounding amens let you know he's in the room. I think of people that have toted the stones over years, like the late Pastor Ronald Edwards from Minnehula Baptist Church down in Goliad, Texas. In his silent leadership, Pastor Howard Anderson. In his silent demeanor, my cousin, Pastor Young from Missouri City, that leads silently and toted the stones for folk like me. Young folk like Pastor Michael Evans from Mansfield that has bridged the gap. That the God of yesteryears is still the God of today. People like Pastor Ogletree, pastors all over the state of Texas that have blessed us because they carry the stones. And the significance sometimes we don't understand of toting the stones. The truth is, my brothers and sisters, God wanted them to carry those stones because He wanted to demonstrate nobody but me. Nobody but me did it. And I would have to say, my brothers and sisters, the last deposit I would like to make tonight is that His power must be talked about. The purpose of the stones, my brothers and sisters, was to remind people that God did. Now keep in mind, for those of y'all that are Bible readers, you remember chapter 1, God was trying to solidify the faith of Joshua. Chapter 2, Joshua sent spies over to go and look at the city of Jericho. And there was a prostitute named Rahab that took them in. Rahab began to share with her, look, we're familiar with the story of your God, because the word is that your God dried up the Red Sea and caused our hearts to melt. Chapter 3, God was preparing the people of God to make sure that they were ready to transition into that place of promise. Chapter 4 is nestled neatly between those chapters and chapter 5, because chapter 5, they were getting ready to enter into this place called Jericho. There's some fights you don't have to fight. So he demonstrated his power over and over again, but he wanted them to take those stones, my brothers and my sisters, because he told them, and he said, listen, in verse 21, he said, I want you to tell your children when they ask in times to come, what do these stones mean? God intended for folk to talk about it. Don't have any help in here. And the Bible says in verse 22, when you get home, you'll see that God wanted the children to know that Israel came over the Jordan on dry land. And he wanted them in verse 23 to emphasize that nobody but God. Nobody but God. Nobody but God did. This power has to be talked about. For the sake of time, if we were at the cross on Sunday morning, I'd ask for one or two witnesses. So if you'll indulge me, and I know that most of you are finished eating the cheesecake tonight, if you know that God has power, I want you to listen. We're going to do a roll call. If God has ever demonstrated his healing power to you or to a loved one, if you're finished eating, why don't you just stand and look over to somebody and say, God's got power. You know, the last couple of days, our church has seen a real life miracle. Yeah. 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 Young man fell sick. Seizure led to cardiac arrest. Made to the hospital. And doctors did not think there was much hope. They induced a coma. He stayed in that induced coma for about 6 to 7 days. Doctors got to a point they started calling the family, telling them they need to make a decision. I was encouraged when we went up multiple times. The only decision the family seemed to be making is that they were going to talk to God about it. The doctor you were just talking about was a healer. Ended up stopping by Tyler, Texas. Went over there to Mother Francis. Touched my brother's bed. Yeah. They were able to take him off the ventilator. He started moving around, started showing movement. They tried to reduce him and say, that's just nerves. He's not himself. He's not on our faculties. He looked over at me one day and said, I'm hungry. I want a hamburger. I know too much about him. He's got power. Listen, I would not say if we had time, we would call the roll. If God's ever met you at a point where you have received some bills in the mail and you have more bills than you had money, but God bless you and you never missed a note,
You never missed a meal. You were able to pay off your school loans. You never had to foreclose. You ought to just tell somebody, God's got power. Is there anybody in the room that can help me celebrate it? Tonight, merely because I want my colleagues in ministry to know that you will not always be the youngest person in the room.
That's right.
When I first came to Texas Baptist, Dr. Peters can attest, I had a head full of black hair. But time has a way of creeping in on me. And as time slips in, the good news is the message never changes.
That's right. Same old story.
And so the stones that we're toting tonight, the stones that you tote every Sunday morning, I know it's heavy. I know sometimes it seems like you can't handle it, but listen, you can handle it.
Yes, sir.
The stones that you sometimes have to fight back tears and say, Lord, it's a stone for me. You're doing it, my brothers and my sisters, merely because we need to talk about His power. Just as you've experienced in your life, my brothers, and my beloved sisters, in His power to touch your life. I now say tonight that somebody else will need to hear about His power. Can I get a witness? And the God I serve is all power. Can I get a witness? Is there anybody in the room that can bless His name with me? Because in your life, He's proved that He's got all power. Can I get one witness tonight that can look over your life and you can say, Lord, because there was nobody but You that did it for me. You want to take a moment tonight and to say, Lord, I bless Your name. Can I get a witness here that can say, Lord, You brought me a mighty long way? Can I get a witness here that will say nobody but Lord, the Lord, the Lord woke me up this morning? Celebrate with me.
Yes, sir.